The following is a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.
For the second straight year, a driver who had never seen Western Springs Speedway in person before went to Victory Lane on opening night of the International Midget World Series in the Boxing Day 25-lap feature event.
Larson now, he's only got really a length of the straightaway to get down in two corners and he'll take the victory. Larson, your race leader. Pickett's worth to be content with second. He comes into turn three, out of turn four. The chicken flag is flying. Coons with the last digit, but Larson takes the win. Kyle Larson, he takes the win in dramatic form. Michael Pickens in second.
Larson duplicated the feat of Brian Clausen from last year. Can he also do what Clausen did last year and make it two straight? Or will the defending winner of the 40-lap King of the Springs feature event, Nathan Smee from Australia, bring home the win?
This will be a big mark for the Australians because they won the T-Series as well as Morrison. Matches up in Rebecca Jerry Coons Jr. The Australian Nathan Smee wins the 40-lap King of the Springs from Jerry Coons Jr.
It's round number three of the International Midget World Series, the King of the Springs 40-lap midget feature event, next on the DirtTrackChannel.com. Well, hi once again, everybody. I'm Sean Wood, and welcome to the 10th season of streaming audio webcast here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. And what a better way to kick things off with the 40-lap King of the Springs International Midget World Series round number three from Western Springs Speedway in Auckland, New Zealand. Well, happy new year to you, and it was a happy new year for Kyle Larson picking up the win on Boxing Day, December the 26th, in his first ever visit to Western Springs Speedway. Now, round number two, the World Derby 30, was rained out. That will be coming up on Saturday, so we have three broadcasts for you this week. Today's King of the Springs 40-lap feature. Then on Thursday, it is the prestigious 50-lap feature event. And then the World Derby 30 coming up on Saturday. So a busy week right here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. Speaking of Kyle Larson, he is on the pole for tonight's 40-lap King of the Springs feature. Brian Clausen starts alongside of him. Michael Pickens and Nathan Smee make up row number two. And then it's Brad Mosen and Scott Buckley making up row number three. Let's head out to the track and Aaron Drever and the rest of the Western Springs broadcast team as we get set for 40 laps of midget feature racing tonight from the Western Springs Speedway in Auckland, New Zealand.
Strap yourselves in, Western Springs. We're about to get dirty for 40 laps of high octane horsepower action. It's the world's best midget drivers battling it out for the King of the Springs. We are racing away. Here we go. And Clausen squeezed him. He squeezed out Larson. And a brilliant driver than it was. So Clausen out in front, chased by Larson. Pickett's now gone with a slow jump on Larson. So Larson's dropping two, three positions. So your race leader with 39 laps to go. It's Brian Clausen, chased by Michael Pickett's. Larson up high. Then we go back to Nathan Smee, the defending champion. Here's Scotty Buckley. Wheel standing, Moser with a huge wheel stand. Cars dicing inside, outside. No cars really feeling it. It is the number five Mitchell and Tyres car of Alvin Cobb. Graham Standring, did you see the start, the calculated start by Clausen? He squeezed Larson down, he had to pull out.
Yeah, exactly right. But what he did, to his credit, both cars started like line perfect. So no one jumped the start, he just got better drive on that position of the track and then he dropped to the bottom, which is down on the inside of the track, and squeezed Larson out. I mean, so now Larson's sitting in third place. He's up in turn one and two, which is down by the big screen end. He's been running the high groove, so he'll be about to sweep that off and he'll try and run around the outside of Michael Pickens and then attack Brian Clausen to take the lead. But Brian Clausen, no slouch, so he's got a few tricks on his sleeve. And Mosen's also, I mean, the cars are wheel standing, that these guys really mean business. They've got high fuel loads at this stage, which helps for the amount of grip they're getting and why they can do wheel stands. The fuel in these cars is kept in the tank at the back, and they might be carrying something like 18 to 20 gallons of fuel just to go the length of this race. These cars do about 1 litre per lap, so they're really hard on fuel. They don't get do any economy tests.
Cobb getting a restart at the back there, so he's having to go from the back.
So the restart order with 38 laps to go is Brian Clawson, Michael Pickens, Kyle Larson, Nathan Smee, Brad Mosen, Scott Buckley, Dwayne Ickman, Maskevich, Warboys, Brunt, Wujin, Wade, O'Connor, Basley, Inslee, Swindell, Kerr, Donaldson, Kendall and Cobb. Quick lap time, 15.560 by Brian Clawson.
Keep your eye on Scotty Buckley. He's inching up there pretty quickly, back in sixth place. No slouch, it's Scotty.
Yes, so Buckley up to sixth place. So two in the books, 38 to go. Here in the Crown Plaza, Auckland, King of the Sprints, defending champion Nathan Smee, sitting in fourth place from Sydney, New South Wales. The only Australian still going, lights are out. We're gonna go green. Greg Joyce telling them all to file in their file. Clawson ambles around nicely, Pickens right on his tail tank, and it's going to erupt. Yes, it does. They got the turn around, and away we go. In their file start. 38 to go, and Larson does exactly what Stan Drake said. He moves straight to the high line, but he gets a run. Pickens gets the check up in front of him. So Larson is on the move. He's way out wide.
I'll tell you what, Michael Pickens will be looking around very shortly with about an 80-degree side of what's happening up front. I don't think he's seen it, didn't see it on the big screen, but he'll come around and both the front runners will have a look and see that the 99 car has gone round, and at the back of the field he will go.
Dramatic form, Graham Stander, and he was trying to dance out wide by the fence and just turned it.
Yeah, in these early stages of the race, with so many cars running around the low part of the track, the bottom of the track, they throw a lot of marbles up into the high groove. Usually they wait to get a bit further into the race before they try and sweep that off. But Kyle, obviously in a rush to get there. Now, as good a news as this is for Brian Clawson and Michael Pickens, as they've seen him driving past, the guy to keep your eye on from now on is Kyle Larson. He will be coming and he will be charging. So this is going to be, he's got plenty of time. And he knows what he has to do. So this is going to be the most fantastic race, and we're going to see some hot action from the back here this time.
So he's got 37 laps to go.
He's got 37 laps to do it. Brian Clawson from Michael Pickens, from Nathan Smee, from Buckley, from Mosen, Hickman, Maskevich, Brunt, Warboys, Wade, O'Connor, Inslee, Wujin, Basile, Kerr, Swindell, Donaldson, Kendall, Cobb, and now Larson on lap 37 spun while trying to pass Michael Pickens for second place after being squeezed off the start by Brian Clawson. So that is the way it looks at the moment. Crown Plaza, Auckland, World Midget Car Series Night 2 here tonight with the King of the Sprints 40-lap Midget Car Classic in front of a healthy, packed-out crowd here at Western Springs Speedway celebrating 2012.
Bit of a dispute there with Kevin Swindell at the back there to see he's in, or not at the back, but just halfway up the field. He's trying to squeeze in there and the officials are talking about it.
When the cars are running around like this on a yellow light and there's one car outside the other one, that means the guy is disputing the position in which he's starting. So then they go in contact with the lap scorers up in the booth behind me, and then they make the change. It's written on the blackboard, Greg Joint holds it out, and the guys go back to their positions. There's no arguing from that point on, and they don't bang wheels and do all that sort of stuff. They just sit there and wait patiently for the lap scoring announcement. And so, as you can see, he's writing down the numbers there, and he'll hold them up quickly to rearrange the grid so that it's all fair and equal.
Well, 37 laps to go, quick time, and the first three laps of this 40-lap midget car feature, a 15.560 by Brian Clawson. And all these problems here between Wujin, they're all... Now we're three wide, though. The three wide to dispute the grid, so...
Come on, you guys, it's 20 to 10.
20 minutes to 10. Yes, we have a curfew here for those taking the broadcast through the dirttrackchannel.com. Graham Standring, Ian Durbridge, I'm Aaron Drever. Welcome along to Western Springs Speedway, the Australasia's leading speedway, here with the 40-lap King of the Springs Classic. Brian Clawson is your race leader. We've still got an international sprint car feature to go. They're disputing grids further back down the field. We're talking about positions from about 12 through to 16 is under dispute at the moment between O'Connor, Wujin, Inslee, and One USA Swindell.
Well, Grant, they're still under dispute.
Yeah, they are. And what happens in this situation is the guys now have had a chance. They've had a few laps. They've assessed the track conditions. Also, their tyres. The tyres would have got up to temperature and they'll be up to pressure. But the bleed-off valves will be bleeding off the air now. So what we could strike on them in this first instance when the race restarts is this much wheel packing. The track will have more grip than what they've had. Their tyre pressures will be down marginally because the temperature's gone out of them. And this will usually lead to some incident happening.
So 98's been sent off.
They'll be checking the gauges, they'll be getting it all right, and they'll be set to go. It looks like we're still disputing over it there.
But 98's been given the blackboard cur. He's been told his night is over, so I'm not quite sure. That may be because of a noise issue with the height restraints here at Western Springs Speedway. The restart order should be 77-17-73, 1 USA. That's what I've got here. So 1 USA and 73 are arguing over at the moment. Now they all move in.
Scotty Buckley up to fourth up here. Look at that, 25. Scott, I've got my money on Scotty.
Yeah, Scotty's been showing some outstanding form lately. Bought the car off Mark Cooper. That was Nathan Smee's car at the end of last season. And he's really come to grips with it and doing a great job. He could be a dark horse in this situation.
Okay, thanks very much. We're good to go. It looks like Speedway New Zealand happy with that 98 Kerr off with a loose muffler.
Okay, I see there'll be a little corner up there in the corporate box. Very, very happy with what Scotty Buckley's doing, I can tell you that.
Absolutely, we're going to go green. Three in the box, 37 to go. Close in from Pickens, from Speed. She's all systems go here at Western Springs Speedway. For those taking the broadcast from the DirtTrackChannel.com, a bit of ducks and drakes as Moser moves out wide. So Moser now on the prowl with Buckley, builds in with Nathan Speed. America, New Zealand, Australia, New Zealand. To Scotty Buckley. So Moser up to fourth place. Now Moser Buckley with Australia's Nathan Speed. Meanwhile, where's Larson? Larson's still sitting at the back. As a Nathan progress, Swindell's making huge progress through the field. And out in front though, it is Brian Clauser, chased by Michael Biggers, now chased by Brad Moser. Then go back to Nathan Speed, Scotty Buckley, Dwayne Hickman, followed by Brock Moskowitz. Number nine is Michael Progress. Larson's picked up four cars already. Six gone, 34 laps to go. Smee goes right underneath Moser, who's riding that car. Loose as anything you like. It's bouncing around the track. And out in front though, it is 39 USA. Brian Clauser chased by one New Zealand. Michael Biggers, number seven. As the car driven by Nathan Smee, then we go back to the high line. Great battle there as Moser's moved up high. Hasn't quite got it up. Leaves it. Buckley goes straight underneath them. So Scott Buckley now up to fifth position. We have 33 laps to go. 33 laps to go. Where's Larson? Here he comes. Larson now trying to get around that outside. Struggling with lap markers. Will he need some caution lights to come? Joe Larson from the back. He's picked up another car. Oh, problems for Swindell. Kevin Swindell retires with 22 laps to go onto the infield. These problems with the Gantry stands on the car. That's part of USA Midget. As Larson now just starts to work his way through. He's up to ninth. Make that eighth. Larson now battling for eighth position now. Oh, driving the car. The track's biting him. He's just got the car dancing on one wheel. As a 19-year-old from Elk Grove, California. Halfway point now. 15 down, 15 to go. As Larson moves up to eighth position. Meanwhile, out of front, Brian Clawson's gone wide. He's starting to try and make the high line move from his other side. We'll lead over Michael Pickett. He's coming up to lap traffic. This is what they need. Lap traffic always spices things up around the time for Ringier Western. Bring the fights the wall. Oh, Larson had a big moment down here at turn number 3 and 4 with 14 laps to go. What a drive from Larson. He's up to eighth position. He's got to chase down the front runners. And we've got a one car gap between Clawson and Pickens. One car gap between Clawson and Pickens. Now as lap traffic starts to spice things up. Albert Cobb just checks up in front of Brian Clawson. Clawson moves to the low line. Here comes Pickens down low. Tyres are starting to be smoked. Is that going to be an issue? Oh, it's like team racing here as it was. Pickens has to get round the outside, move to the high line. Has it quite got enough track for his course? He's got problems up wide. He's not making any ground and Pickens goes low. Pickens goes low. Oh, Pickens comes together with Lindsley. Pickens and Lindsley come together. So now Pickens is right behind Clawson with 17 laps to go. Where's Larson? Larson's still coming through. Oh, goodness gracious me, Western Springs. That's 40 laps. It's a long time here. At Western Springs, we went for the King of the Springs, brought to you by the Crown Plaza and round two on the Crown Plaza International World Midget Car Series here tonight. What's happening here? This is where it's all right at the moment. Oh, here goes Pickens with a big look underneath the inside of Clawson. Pickens going to have a big moment out there. Late line almost, but Clawson manages to get a gap in front of him. So Clawson, meanwhile, I thought he was going to smoke and he went out wide. Look at the left rear tyre. That is absolutely smoking. Buckley and Moses exchanging blows as Larson now comes up on the back of the number 9 car in front. Let's say the countdown, 14 to go. 14 left to go and a one car gap for Brian Clawson. He's eight flag to flag. With New Zealand's number 1, Michael Pickens breathing all down his neck. Having a back to Sydney, Nathan Smear third. Here comes Paul Larson. Larson now run line front, just about bicycles out of the ballpark. He's driven superbly from the back of the pack. Here's the 99 USA car. Oh, this would have been a mammoth feature. We see it. Pickens now. Al makes a slight driving error. Luckily enough, there's a huge gap between himself and Nathan Smear. Larson now driving superbly. Out in front though, it is Brian Clawson from Noblesville, Indiana, the young 22-year-old current New Zealand Midget Car Speedway champion, driving absolutely superbly. Michael Pickens chasing him down in second. Then we go back to Nathan Smear in third. Then we go back to Inslee, followed by, I beg your pardon, Inslee's a lap car. Buckley's ready in fourth. Then we go back to Brad Moser in fifth. Oh, Buckley's gone wide and Moser sneaked up the inside of him. With only 11 laps to go, Western Springs 11 to go. Pickens is trying to chase him down. Plenty of fuel want to come off this vehicle now. It's all going to get down to the business end of proceedings. And guess what's in front of Carl? I guess what's in front of Brian Clawson? It is a fat lap traffic of about 6 cars all running the same line. So Clawson's got to be careful. He's got to be calculated. Pickens needs to swing on an error. Can he make an error? Oh, who knows? With only 9 laps to go. 9 to go here at Western. Oh, 9 to go. Western Springs is Johnson. One of the lap cars in front of Clawson. Got a mammoth bicycle. We thought he was going to go upside down. He managed to hold on. Clawson's now trying to lap. Former 5-time national champion Michael Kendall has Larson still persisting with a high line here with 8 laps to go. 8 laps to go for Brian Clawson. He's trying to get up the inside. Kendall just closes the door. Pickens is right behind him. What's Michael Pickens going to do? He needs to make his move. He's running out of laps. With 7 to go. 7:33 in the book. 7 to go. Pickens goes wide. Pickens going to drive back the high line. Work around the outside of Clawson. The car's doing on 2 wheels. Michael Pickens. What can he do? Big wheels dead. Oh, one round. One round. One round collected by Bazelay. 91 O'Connor Smith. Oh, Cobb's upside down as well. We got 3. Oh, goodness gracious. 2 went round and Cobb went upside down. Graham Standry, I needed a break.
I know, I've been listening to your commentary, it's been spectacular, but so is the driving of Kyle Larson. Man, there's two guys on the track that needed this yellow. One of them's Brian Clawson, so he doesn't have to put up with lap traffic, and the other one's Kyle Larson, who can bunch up to these guys, have a look at about where he is on the track, and get going from there. So I think he's wanting about 7th place or something like that, so he's done a hell of a job. But Michael Pickens is the guy here. He's been keeping in touch with Clawson. Every time Brian Clawson does something, Michael Pickens counteracts it, does it. He's tried looking at the high groove down in turn 2 and 3. So what'll be going through their minds right now? They'll be assessing the situation. They'll be looking for different lines if they have to use different lines, because remember, you have to go somewhere else in the car in front of you to be able to pass them. Nathan Smee, again, we hardly talk about Nathan, but here he is still in third place. He's the most underrated Australian driver that I've ever known. He just is always there, a really quiet achiever. It's just going to be exciting again.
We have a replay, Graham.
Okay, up on the big screen.
It's just been. Sorry, we were talking. No, it's all right. It's okay. So I can tell you, Graham, that let's look at Larson. Albert Cobb's out of the car, folks. Put your hands together. So that was a bit of a nasty tip over for the Huntley registered driver, Alvin Cobb, and the Michelin Tyres. All three drivers A-OK. One from Huntley, one from Auckland, and one from Nelson. So they've travelled far and wide to be here on a lap number 32 incident. Graham Standring.
Yeah, 32, eight to go. Can Kyle Larson do it from position eight, right behind Michael Brunt? He was behind Brunt for actually about five or six laps. I was keeping an eye on him. Michael Brunt's going really well. Kyle looked like he'd run out of options and just was struggling to go further forward. Now that he can see the front, it could well be the opportunity for him to just regather, make some adjustments to the car, which they can do by way of shock absorbers. Inside the car, there are four knobs and one for each shock absorber on the car, and they can dial those to make the compression or the rebound valving soften it or harden it. And that's really the only chance that they are able to do that is on a yellow light. So they'll be adjusting their cars, they'll be checking oil pressure, they'll be checking engine temperatures, they'll be making sure of everything because they know it must be getting near the end. Remember, the drivers have got no idea how much further to go, but they do get a five lap to go signal from our starter over there. He puts his hand down with an outstretched palm that tells them five to go, and it's the longest five laps you've ever seen if you're in the lead of a race, I can tell you that.
Graham, I can tell you the restart order is Clawson, Pickens, Smee, Mosen, Buckley, Maskevich, Brunt, Larson, Hickman, Wado, more boys, Donaldson, Wujin, Kendall. That is the restart order, Inslee. So with eight laps to go, come on Western Springs, do you think Michael Pickens can steal this one? Well, I heard three people clap.
Of course he can. Is everyone's hometown favourite?
So lights are out. We're about to go green. Brian Clawson with Michael Pickens breathing down his neck. Nathan Smee from Australia. America, New Zealand, Australia. That's the order of the moment. They amble around. Clawson, Pickens, Smee. Where's Larson? We're going green. Pickens moves straight to the high line. Pickens with a big shot this time. Clawson down low. Pickens up high. Pickens with two wheels in the air. Pickens gets a big drive off the turn of number two. He's now right behind. He tucks it. What are you doing? Oh, Michael.
Chicken.
So the chicken flag is full, and we're just seeking confirmation on that. Brian Clawson, Michael Pickens, Nathan Smee. Brian Clawson will win the King of the Springs, Western Springs.
So for the third time in 2 years, Brian Clawson has gone to victory lane at Western Springs Speedway. He has now won the Boxing Day 25-lap feature, the King of the Springs 40-lap feature, and the World Derby 30-lap feature. The only thing left for him to win is the prestigious 50-lapper, which comes your way on Thursday right here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. And before that, we will have an interview with Brian about his win tonight in the King of the Springs 40-lap feature event. And for the second straight night, Michael Pickens finishes second, with Nathan Smee finishing third. Again, Brian Clawson, your winner tonight in the King of the Springs 40-lap feature event. Don't forget to join us on Thursday for the prestigious 50-lapper right here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. And also, we have the 410 sprint cars for you on our webcast schedule as well. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you again on Thursday with more action from Western Springs Speedway. For Aaron Drever and the entire Western Springs crew, I'm Sean Wood. The 50-lapper is up next on Thursday night right here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. So long, everybody.
This has been a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.